the segment to our, the theme to our segment, I should say, Racetracks Everywhere, where we head across the nation, catching up with clubs, especially those that might race just once a year, talk about their towns, their club, their racetrack. And in recent times, we've spoken to quite a few clubs that didn't race last year due to the pandemic. So in many cases, once a year clubs are racing for the first time in 2 years. That's the case with our next race club, Jan Dowie in country Queensland. Leslie Goodrum takes our call. How are you, Leslie?
I'm well, thank you.
So you haven't raced for 2 years?
That's right. 2019 was our last race meet.
Wow. Just tell our listeners that don't know where Jan Dowie is in Queensland. Where are some of the bigger towns near you, and how would we get to Jan Dowie?
So if anybody knows where Toowoomba is, we're about an hour and a half west of Toowoomba, 3.5 hours west of Brisbane. So basically it's just, you know, put it in Google Maps and you'll find us.
Now, looking at some photos from a few years ago, the track looks as though it's got some sort of nice greenish turf. Is it turf? Is it dirt? But whatever the photos are from your history of some meetings, the surface looks pretty good.
It's a dirt track with obviously not having lots of rain in recent years has made it a bit sparse with the grass, but we do have grass on it, and yesterday we had 11 mil of rain, which has settled the dust a bit, so that's pretty good.
Well, what can people look forward to heading to your meeting? Are you getting the sense that people have missed the races, they're ready to come back, or do you have to remind them that you're actually on? Because obviously it's a huge annual event for the township and the region.
We've done a lot of advertising on Facebook. Facebook seems to be a good way to get the message out there, but judging by our trybooking.com sales, we're going to have an extremely good day as far as patronage goes on the day. So we're looking forward to a good crowd.
And what about horse numbers? Again, some of the clubs I've spoken to you in recent weeks that haven't raced for 2 years have been very pleasantly surprised at how many nominations and entries they've got. In some cases, they were hoping for extra jockeys. But how are you faring?
So we're much the same. We've got really good nominations for each of our five races. In one race, there was, up till yesterday, about 21 nominated for the one race.
So, wow, that's fantastic.
Yeah, it's really good.
Actually, some of the clubs get excited when they say they've got an emergency, but because they're not used to saying that, it's quite amazing the landscape where over a year all of these horses are ready to race. But that's fantastic for clubs and for people to have a bet and so on. And you mentioned about the numbers. Is anything slightly different in terms of the COVID protocols you have to do for your meeting? It'll be similar to what you had a few years ago, or?
No. Well, now, of course, everybody has to scan in. They bring their tickets. We scan the tickets, but they also scan over the QR code that we have. So that's very different from what they've had to do in a couple of years ago and in previous years. So it's a bit new for everybody, but, you know, if you're a race goer on a regular basis, it's not something new. But for those who only go once or twice a year, it's probably a bit new for them.
We're chatting to Leslie Goodrum from Jan Dowie in country Queensland. Haven't raced for 2 years. And, you know, when we spoke a few years ago, there are things from the interviews I do that stand out. And now I'm reminded what we actually spoke about as we wrap it up is that you're near what is something that's very famous called the Dingo Fence Drive. You've also got sculptures of dingoes and I think kelpies and so on, which is kind of unique. Just tell us about that. Is that still a big thing? What is the Dingo Fence Drive for those city slickers like myself that don't get out that far?
The Dingo Fence Drive is just really following the dingo fence, which has been there for many, many, many years. And it's just, you're really looking at the countryside and following along the dingo fence that they put there years ago. The dingoes in town that we have, the statues are on the corner, in the centre of town. And then it's a huge dingo made from, it looks like small pieces of metal. It's little square pieces of metal all joined together, but it's really, it's quite unique. It's very clever.
That dingo fence is more than 5,000 k's in length. It even goes way down to South Australia. Is it still serve the purpose it was designed for, or?
You've got to keep them, you know, you have to keep them maintained. I guess maybe to some degree it might serve the purpose they were designed for in some places. I'm not 100% sure about whether it does that out here or not. There are dingoes out here and, you know, people have to cope with them the best way they can. So, yeah.
Well, they won't be at the racetrack. Good luck with your race meeting and great to see you racing again. So many clubs that haven't raced in so long, and from the sounds of things, you're going to have a terrific meeting at Leslie. We wish you all the best and great to have your race club back using its track again. All the best.
Thank you very much.
Leslie Gooderham, Jan Dowie, Country Queensland, haven't raced in 2 years. Their once-a-year meeting back on track this weekend.